Tuesday, March 3rd, 2009, Morning Prayers. This is the Tuesday of the first week of Lent. In the United States, today, March 3rd, we remember the Blessed Catherine Drexel Virgin. Catherine Drexel was born in Philadelphia on November 26, 1858, to Francis Drexel, a prominent banker, and Hannah Langstroth, who died shortly after Catherine's birth. Her father later married Emma Beauvoir Drexel. It was from them that Catherine and her sisters learned the lessons of love of God and neighbor, especially the poor. Catherine gave her fortune and her life to serve the poor and oppressed, particularly African American and Native American people. She helped finance many missions among them. In 1891, she founded a missionary community, the Sisters of the Blessed Sacrament. The Eucharist was the center of and the sustenance for her life. She saw it as a source of unity among races. She died on March 3, 1955, at 97, and was beatified by Pope John Paul II on November 20, 1988. On October 1, 2000, Pope John Paul II proclaimed Mother Catherine Drexel, Saint Catherine Drexel, after several boards investigated the second healing of Amy Wall and concluded that her cure from nerve deafness was truly miraculous. Our readings and prayers today will therefore not come from the Tuesday, the first week of Lent. Instead, we will read from the Common of Virgins. In the single-volume Christian prayer, morning prayer is on page 1441. We'll use the Psalms and Canticles from Sunday of Week 1 on page 707. In the four-volume Liturgy of the Hours, we are in Volume 2 for Easter and Lenten seasons. The Common of Virgins begins on page 2114, and we will use the Psalms and Canticles from Sunday of Week 1 on page 1088. Universalis.com does not today include the prayers or readings for St. Catherine Drexel. So hopefully we'll have the right readings, but I think God will listen to our prayer either way. Lord, open my lips, and my mouth will proclaim your praise. Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering. Come, let us sing to the Lord and shout with joy to the rock who saves us. Let us approach him with praise and thanksgiving and sing joyful songs to the Lord. The Lord is God, the mighty God, the great King over all the gods. He holds in his hands the depths of the earth and the highest mountains as well. He made the sea, it belongs to him, the dry land too, for it was formed by his hands. Come then, let us bow down in worship, bending the knee before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God and we are his people, the flock he shepherds. Today, listen to the voice of the Lord. Do not grow stubborn as your fathers did in the wilderness, when at Meribah and Massah they challenged me and provoked me, although they had seen all my works. 40 years I endured that generation. I said, they are a people whose hearts go astray, and they do not know my ways. So I swore in my anger, they shall not enter into my rest. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. With my whole being I worship Christ. I long for him and desire to be with him forever. O God, you are my God. For you I long. For you my soul is thirsting. My body pines for you like a dry, weary land without water. So I gaze on you in the sanctuary to see your strength and your glory. For your love is better than life. My lips will speak your praise, so I will bless you all my life. In your name I will lift up my hands, my soul shall be filled as with a banquet, my mouth shall praise you with joy. On my bed I remember you, on you I muse through the night, for you have been my help, in the shadow of your wings I rejoice, my soul clings to you, your right hand holds me fast. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Father, Creator of unfailing light, give that same light to those who call to you. May our lips praise you, our lives proclaim your goodness, our work give you honor, and our voices celebrate you forever. With my whole being I worship Christ. I long for him and desire to be with him forever. O virgins, praise the Lord with all your heart. He sowed the seeds of your virtue. He crowned the fruits of your life with his gifts. Bless the Lord, all you works of the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Angels of the Lord, bless the Lord. You heavens, bless the Lord. All you waters above the heavens, bless the Lord. All you hosts of the Lord, bless the Lord. Sun and moon, bless the Lord. Stars of heaven, bless the Lord. Every shower and dew, bless the Lord. All you winds, bless the Lord. Fire and heat, bless the Lord. Cold and chill, bless the Lord. Dew and rain, bless the Lord. Frost and chill, bless the Lord. Ice and snow, bless the Lord. Nights and days, bless the Lord. Light and darkness, bless the Lord. Lightnings and clouds, bless the Lord. Let the earth bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Mountains and hills, bless the Lord. Everything growing from the earth, bless the Lord. You springs, bless the Lord. Seas and rivers, bless the Lord. You dolphins and all water creatures, bless the Lord. All you birds of the air, bless the Lord. All you beasts wild and tame, bless the Lord. You sons of men, bless the Lord. O Israel, bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Priests of the Lord, bless the Lord. Servants of the Lord, bless the Lord. Spirits and souls of the just, bless the Lord. Holy men of humble heart, bless the Lord. Hananiah, Azariah, Mishael, bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Let us bless the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Let us praise and exalt him above all forever. Blessed are you, Lord, in the firmament of heaven, praiseworthy and glorious and exalted above all forever. O virgins, praise the Lord with all your heart. He sowed the seeds of your virtue. He crowned the fruits of your life with his gifts. The saints will sing for joy in heaven's glory. Radiant is their victory over human frailties. Sing a new song to the Lord, his praise in the assembly of the faithful. Let Israel rejoice in its Maker. Let Zion's sons exult in their King. Let them praise his name with dancing, and make music with timbrel and harp. The Lord takes delight in his people. He crowns the poor with salvation. Let the faithful rejoice in their glory, shout for joy, and take their rest. Let the praise of God be on their lips, and a two-edged sword in their hand, to deal out vengeance to the nations and punishment on all peoples, to bind the king in chains and their nobles in fetters of iron, to carry out the sentence that preordained. This honor is for all his faithful. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Let Israel rejoice in you, Lord, and acknowledge you as Creator and Redeemer. We put our trust in your faithfulness, and proclaim the wonderful truths of salvation. May your loving kindness embrace us now and forever. The saints will sing for joy in heaven's glory, radiant in their victory over human frailties. A reading from the Song of Songs. Deep waters cannot quench love, nor floods sweep it away. Were one to offer all he owns to purchase love, he would be roundly mocked. The word of the Lord. My heart is ever pleading, show me your face. My heart is ever pleading, show me your face. I long to gaze upon you, Lord, show me your face. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. My heart is ever pleading, show me your face. Now this wise virgin has gone to Christ. Among the choir of virgins, she is radiant as the sun in the heavens. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free. He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David. Through his holy prophets he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us. He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant. This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight, all the days of our life. You, my child, should be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Now this wise virgin has gone to Christ. Among the choirs of virgins, she is radiant as the sun in the heavens. Christ is the spouse and crowning glory of virgins. Let us praise him with joy in our voices, and pray to him with sincerity in our hearts. Jesus, crown of virgins, hear us. Christ, the holy virgins loved you as their one true spouse. Grant that nothing may separate us from your love. You crowned Mary, your mother, queen of virgins. Through her intercession, let us continually serve you with pure hearts. Your handmaids were always careful to love you with whole and undivided attention, that they might be holy in body and spirit. Through their intercession, grant that the lure of this passing world may not distract our attention from you. Lord Jesus, you are the spouse whose coming was anticipated by the wise virgins. Grant that we may wait for you in hope and expectation. Through the intercession of St. Catherine Drexel, who was one of the wise and prudent virgins, grant us wisdom and innocence of life. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Ever-loving God, you called St. Catherine Drexel to teach the message of the gospel and to bring the life of the Eucharist to the African-American and Native American peoples. By her prayers and example, enable us to work for justice among the poor and the oppressed, and keep us undivided in love in the Eucharistic community of your Church. Grant this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God for ever and ever. May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen.